I am Michael the Archangel, and I come this day with billions of blue flame angels who have taken up formation shoulder by shoulder around the equator of the earth. There are so many angels that they form seven complete circles around the circumference of the earth. On my command, my angels take off and fly in formation towards a particular place in the northern hemisphere. The sound of their wings is like the rushing of many waters. It is indeed a sound that is similar to a tidal wave on the ocean, yet our force is not a destructive force. Our force is a tidal wave of light that has the power to sweep away all darkness on the earth. My angels now fly in formation. And they concentrate their bands over the Red Square in Moscow. As they take off formation, I take up my place in their midst. I am indeed come to announce that on this day, February 11, 2005, I, Archangel Michael, am establishing a focus of my light over the Red Square in Moscow. I established this focus in the heart of what used to be the most destructive totalitarian force on this planet, namely communism itself. I established my focus here in this dark place because I am come to give the sons and daughters of God on this earth the power to consume all totalitarianism on this planet. Therefore, I announce to you that I and my angels have been given a dispensation by God whereby we can give an extraordinary multiplication of any and prayer and call made by any human being for the consuming of totalitarianism in any of its disguises. God has said, no more. It is time to remove totalitarianism from this planet and establish the mind of Christ as the rightful ruler of planet Earth. Therefore, I announce to you that I have the all power in heaven and on earth to consume all totalitarian forces on this planet. Yet, I must announce to you that I do not have the authority to consume these forces. Because of the law of free will, only you who are the embodied sons and daughters of God on earth have the authority to banish totalitarianism from this planet. My beloved hearts, do you see the equation? I have the power, but I do not have the authority. You have the authority, but you do not have the power. The obvious solution is that you give me the authority to use my power on your behalf. You can give me this authority in many ways, including a simple prayer. Yet I am come this day to release a new rosary that is especially designed to give the sons and daughters of Mother Russia an opportunity to consume totalitarianism in their country. This is done because Mother Russia became the breeding ground for communism. And thus, a very strong magnetic pull was created in the heart of Mother Russia, focused here in the Red Square in Moscow. This magnetic pull has pulled on the entire planet, and therefore there is some truth to the saying that as Mother Russia goes, so goes the world. Yet I will make it clear to you that you can also invoke this new dispensation for the consuming of totalitarianism through my regular rosary, and thus for those outside of Russia, I encourage you to use my regular rosary until other rosaries might be released. I now speak directly to the sons and daughters of Mother Russia, and I speak especially to those who call themselves students of the Ascended Masters. I come to awaken you to the reality that the Ascended Masters will not be stopped by any human individual or any human organization. We have been given the task by God to save planet Earth and to save every soul on planet Earth. We take our task seriously. Do you really think that we will allow the salvation of a planet to depend on the whims of a small group of people forming a small organization? Do you really think that even though we have previously sponsored a particular organization, we will allow that organization to jeopardize the salvation of the entire planet because the members of the organization have become rigid and are no longer open to our living word? I must tell you that if you think so, you have sunk into an illusion that is dangerous not only for your individual progress, but for the salvation of the planet. Therefore, I say to you, awaken from this illusion and realize the truth that progressive revelation will never stop. How can you fall prey to this trap? The same trap that the students of several past organizations have fallen into, of believing that when progressive revelation stops through one particular organization, it will stop altogether. Can you not see that this is the same folly that caused the organized Christian church to reject the progressive revelation through the Holy Spirit that the Lord Christ initiated with his disciples? How can you fail to see that the very mindset that argues that progressive revelation will stop when it stops through one particular messenger or organization is indeed the very mindset, the very consciousness of Antichrist? Progressive revelation is a river, and the nature of a river is that it always flows. Progressive revelation will not stop. When the Ascended Master stops speaking through one messenger or one organization, it does not mean that we have no more to say. You may believe that you have been given everything through a previous organization that you need to make your ascension. And indeed, you have everything, but only if you embody and internalize it. And if you embody and internalize our previous teachings, then you will be open to our ongoing progressive revelation, even if the messenger of that progressive revelation be an ant that you consider unworthy or unfit. We of the Ascended Masters anoint our messengers based on inner criteria that those who are trapped in the outer path simply cannot discern. We are the ones who anoint our messengers, and we choose whom to anoint. You are not the ones who have the authority to tell us which messengers to anoint and what to say through them. You are not the ones who decide what the Ascended Master should do or say, and the reason is simple. You are not karmically responsible for our words, but we are, and therefore the choice is ours. Your choice is whether you will accept our choices and accept our words, or whether you will deny them and thereby step outside of the river of life, the river of the living word that has been flowing since the beginning of time and will not stop until the end of time. So the question is simple. Do you want to stand on the banks and in your pride look down upon those who are flowing with the river of life? Or will you step into the river to receive the baptism of the living word? I am stern, I am direct, and I will be even more direct by issuing a warning. I now address specifically those in Russia who consider themselves students of the Ascended Masters. If you take an honest look at the state of affairs in Mother Russia, you will see that she has indeed entered a downward spiral. The government is becoming more totalitarian every day, eroding your freedoms. The economy is descending into turmoil. Corruption is rampant. The lifespan has declined to the lowest of any industrialized nation. Hopelessness and despair abound, and many of the Russian people actually believe they were better off under communist rule. If you cannot see that Mother Russia has entered a downward spiral that could lead her back towards totalitarian rule, then you are blind. You are spiritually blind, and spiritual blindness has only one cause, namely pride. Therefore, I say to the students of the Ascended Masters in Russia, take an honest look at your nation and be willing to admit that she is in decline. Then take an honest look at yourselves and be willing to admit that even though you have studied the teachings of the Ascended Masters through a previous organization, and even though you have given the prayers and decrees released through that organization, you have not been able to prevent Mother Russia from entering this downward spiral. This should cause you to pause and consider why, with all of the valiant and sincere efforts you have put forth, Why have you not been able to prevent this downward spiral from taking hold? And you could reason that it is because you do not have the numbers to invoke the necessary momentum of light to turn back the darkness. And it is true that if you had greater numbers, then you could use your decrees and prayers to turn back the darkness. But I must tell you that this would require millions upon millions of people, and you simply do not have the time to attract that many people before the dark spiral, the downward spiral, will have reached the point of no return from which it can no longer be reversed. So when you have the humility to see the stark reality of the situation, you should consider that the ascended masters are not blind to this predicament. And therefore you should consider that either we have abandoned you and have abandoned Mother Russia, or we are perfectly willing to release to you new and more powerful spiritual techniques that can help you turn around the dark spiral. And if you are open to this second opportunity, which is indeed the truth of the matter, then you should consider how we could possibly release those new techniques. Obviously, we cannot do it through a previous organization that has closed the door to progressive revelation. Obviously, we cannot do it to an organization that is more concerned with power and control than with the living word of the ascended masters. Neither can we do it to a faction that has split off from that organization and who is also more concerned with a personality cult and with power than with the living word of the ascended masters. Therefore, how could we possibly give unto you the very tools that could turn around the downward spiral of Mother Russia? Well, we can do so only by going outside of previous organizations and by finding a messenger who is willing and able to hold the light of an archangel and therefore be the open door for bringing forth the new tools that we have ready for you. Therefore, if you consider yourself a student of the ascended masters, you should be willing to recognize the light, to recognize my presence in this dictation and in the rosary for Russia that I am releasing this day. You should be willing to recognize the light in the dictations by Mother Mary and Jesus, and the release of the magnificent rosaries by Mother Mary. And you should be willing to realize that my rosary for Russia, combined with the rosaries of Mother Mary, are the only way that the downward spiral of Mother Russia can be turned around. And I can tell you that if a majority of those who call themselves students of the ascended masters in Russia would take up these rosaries, then you could turn the downward spiral around and prevent Mother Russia from sliding back into totalitarianism. And thereby you could consume the very downward pull of totalitarian forces, and you could start an upward spiral that would cause not only Mother Russia but many other nations to throw off the shackles of totalitarian forces that are threatening to drag this planet into a third world war that would be more destructive than any war seen since the days of Atlantis. And so I come to issue a stern warning. I respect the free will of each and every one of you. I respect that you have a right to denounce my words through this messenger and to denounce my rosary. Yet I must tell you that if you do so, you will make personal karma, the karma of neglect, because you will commit the sin of omission. This will affect your personal growth, and when you pass from the screen of life, you will see the difference it could have made in your personal life and in the life of Mother Russia if you had accepted my words and our rosaries. Yet this will only be your personal karma. However, if you have set yourself up as an authority figure, claiming to be an advanced Chela of the Ascended Masters, or even a representative of the Ascended Masters, and you use your position to denounce my rosary, and the rosaries of Mother Mary, then I must warn you that you will make a far more severe karma by causing others to ignore these rosaries. Depending on the number of people you influence, your personal karma can quickly spiral out of control to the point where you have little chance of balancing that karma in the remainder of your lifetime. I am not giving you this warning to institute fear, because fear has no place in the consciousness of a true spiritual seeker. Yet I am giving this warning because some of you are so trapped in fear that you are afraid of looking at progressive revelation in any form. And therefore, I have to jolt you out of that fear by giving you the stark realism that ignoring our living words and our ongoing progressive revelation does indeed have a price. And thus you can decide whether you will remain in your fear-based state of consciousness and pay the price, or whether you will let go of your fear and accept the fact that progressive revelation will continue to progress indefinitely. Hierarchy will not be stopped. Our living word will not be stopped. We have never given any messenger the exclusive rights to deliver the living word for us. We have never given any organization, any group of students, the right to decide whether progressive revelation will continue or whether it will stop. The very nature of our service to God is to help human beings rise above their egos and carnal minds. Therefore, we will never conform to or submit ourselves to the expectations that spring from people's egos. And thus, our progressive revelation will always go beyond the egotistical expectations that even some of our more advanced students have built. We will never conform to the mental box of any human being or group of human beings. In fact, we come to shatter those mental boxes, because only by going beyond those mental boxes will you progress and put on the mind of Christ. I am not hereby saying that you need to leave an organization to which you belong. I am not saying you need to join or form a new organization. I am not even saying that you need to support the messenger through which I give this message because he truly serves selflessly and expects nothing in return for his service, preferring to take his reward in heaven rather than here on earth. Yet what I am saying is that I, Archangel Michael, have need of you. Mother Russia has need of you. Saint Germain has need of you, because if Mother Russia goes down the drain of totalitarianism, how can his golden age be manifest on this planet? And therefore I say to you, if you consider yourself a true student of the Ascended Masters, then use my rosary for Russia and use the rosaries of Mother Mary. If you belong to an organization that will not allow you to use these rosaries within the context of that organization, then give the rosaries in private. If you feel that you need to stay in a certain organization, do so, but do not submit yourself to those who have set themselves up in a position of authority, yet do not have the authority of the Ascended Masters because they have shut their ears to our living words and our progressive revelation. Therefore, be willing to open your ears and go into your private sanctuary and give our rosaries. I have no concern for what you do in the outer in terms of being a member of a particular organization. My concern is what you do in your heart, and therefore I say, if you love me, give my rosary. If you love Mother Mary, give her rosaries. If you love Saint Germain, give the rosaries for the bringing forth of his golden age in Mother Russia and on the entire planet. It is time, and it is high time, that those who call themselves the students of the Ascended Masters rise above fear. Rise above the fear as a motivating factor for giving decrees or going to church services or even belonging to a particular church. It is time you rise above this fear that causes you to be trapped on what Jesus has called the outer path, which is also the path that the Bible talks about, namely, the way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. I can tell you that there is a substantial number of people who have been affiliated with our previous organizations who have used our very teachings to trap themselves on the outer path. And although these students are very comfortable in their self-created mental box, and although they feel superior to any other spiritual people on this planet, feeling that they have the highest teaching and that they alone have the most powerful decrees and are thus saving the planet for Saint Germain, I must tell you that these students are trapped in an illusion. If you are on the outer path, you are not saving the planet for Saint Germain, no matter how many decrees you give. To save the planet for Saint Germain, there is only one way to save the planet for Saint Germain, and that is to manifest your Christhood. If you want to bring in the golden age of Saint Germain, then you must follow the teacher of the Piscean age and internalize his teachings to the point where you let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Only when you build on the foundation set by Jesus can you bring forth the golden age of Saint Germain. Do you think the golden age of Saint Germain can be built without a solid foundation? Do you think the golden age of Saint Germain can be built on the shifting sands of the human consciousness of those students who follow the outer path? I tell you no, this simply is not possible. The golden age of Saint Germain must be built on the rock of Christ, the rock of the Christ consciousness. And thus I say to you, stop dancing around the golden calf created by those who claim to be our students and representatives, but who have not the humility to see that they are not worshiping the true God, but an idol of their own making. Be willing to humble yourselves and see that you have gone astray from the true teachings of the Ascended Masters, and that you need to climb the mountain of God until you find the sacred fire in your heart, the fire that will consume all unlike itself. Do you think that the Ascended Masters are blind to the fact that so many of their students have become trapped on the outer path? Do you think we will just abandon you without attempting to give you teachings and tools for rising above that outer path? Nay, I say, we have not abandoned you. We have given you teachings and tools, namely the teachings of Jesus, the teachings of Mother Mary, the rosaries of Mother Mary, and the rosaries of Archangel Michael. If you will study these teachings and apply these tools, you can quickly rise above the outer path and thereby take your rightful roles as those who will bring in the golden age of Saint Germain. You should realize that many of you have used the teachings of the Ascended Masters given through previous organizations to build up your egos to the point where you have become like the scribes and Pharisees who cannot recognize the living Christ in one of your brothers when he stands before you. You should be willing to recognize that you have become as Paul before his conversion, where he felt that he was one of the most righteous Jews, and therefore his persecution of the Christians was justified. Therefore I say to you on behalf of Jesus Christ, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. It is hard for you to maintain the illusion that you are the most advanced students of the Ascended Masters, that you belong to the only true church of the Ascended Masters on earth, and that you are saving the planet for Saint Germain. And I can tell you that as cycles progress and as you are left behind, it will become more and more difficult for you to maintain this illusion. Thus I say to you, be willing to be as Paul, who was willing to see the blinding light of his Christ self that appeared to him. Be willing to recognize that it is the light of Christ, and that the Lord Jesus Christ speaks through that light. Therefore, be willing to go through a conversion like the one experienced by Paul, where he turned his life around 180 degrees, and instead of persecuting the true representatives of Christ, he now joined them and became an open door for the delivery of the living word of Christ. How sad it is that I, Archangel Michael, should have to chastise our former students in this way. Yet whom the Lord loveth, he chastises. And thus, what you have felt in this dictation is the intensity of my love for you. Therefore, I now ask you, do you love me? Do you love Michael the Archangel? If you love me, keep my commandments. Here is my most important commandment, which is the need of the hour, brought to you by the chief of the Darjeeling Council. Give Archangel Michael's rosary for Russia. Give the rosaries of Mother Mary and turn around the downward spiral of Mother Russia so that she can rise and throw off the shackles of totalitarianism and become the bride of Christ that will be a shining example to all nations. If you love me, if you love Saint Germain, then use our rosaries to set the foundation for the golden age of Saint Germain to be fully physically manifest in Russia, and from there spread to the four corners of the earth. I have spoken, and I seal you now in the intense fire of my love that will not leave you alone in your comfortability and your illusions. I seal you in the unconditional love of Mother Mary, who cannot understand how you can ignore or neglect the immense gift she has given in her new rosaries. I seal you in the love of Jesus Christ, who cannot understand how you can ignore his new teachings given to help you manifest your Christhood. I seal you in the heart of Saint Germain, who cannot understand how those who have been open to the delivery of the living word for many years can suddenly shut up their ears to that living word. And thus I seal you in the hearts of those who love you so much that we do not want you to remain trapped in the consciousness of Antichrist. And thus we keep hounding you to come up into the consciousness of Christ. It is finished.